IRIB English Radio in the month of Muharram presents today's special. Every day for 15 minutes.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, Salamun Alaikum. Welcome. This is another episode of today's special, which you are listening to. And we're going to speak about Imam Hussein's virtues. So be with us. At first, let's look at the calendar. Today, Tuesday, is the 28th of Muharram, 1445, of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 24th of Mordad, 1402, of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 15th of August, 2023, of the Christian Gregorian calendar. As usual, in this program, at this time, we'll listen to a verse from the Holy Quran, and then about that verse, we'll learn more. Today is verse 110 from chapter Al Imran.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat lin الناس تأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر وتؤمنون بالله ولو آمن أهل الكتاب لكان خيرا لهم منهم المؤمنون وأكثرهم الفاسقون.
You are the best nation produced as an example for mankind. You enjoin what is right and forbid what is wrong and believe in Allah. If only the people of the scripture had believed, it would have been better for them. Among them are believers, but most of them are defiantly disobedient.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
It is interesting that the reason of being the best nations for Muslims is stated the fulfillment of enjoining the right and forbidding the wrong and belief in Allah. This shows that the improvement of human society without belief in Allah and not being accompanied with invitation to the truth and struggling against corruption is impossible. Besides that, the accomplishment of these two obligatory duties guarantees the spread of belief and execution of all personal and social rules. While the surety of execution is verbally prior to the law itself. This is today's special, and again in this episode, we'll look at Imam Hussein's virtues. It is reported that on one occasion, Imam Hussein entered into a room where Prophet Muhammad was present, and the latter welcomed him by saying, "Welcome to you, O Abu Abdullah, the beauty of the heavens and the earth." It was said that the Prophet, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, said, "How can anyone other than you be the beauty of the heavens and the earth?" The Messenger of Allah replied, By He who sent me as a messenger, Hussein is greater in the heavens than he is on the earth. And it is written on the right of the Arsh throne that Hussein is torch of guidance and ark of salvation. And then the Messenger of Allah took the hand of Imam al-Hussein and said, O people, this is Hussein, son of Ali. So glorify him and favor him over others, just as Allah has favored him. For by he is whose hand is my soul. His place is in the heavens, and the place of those who love him is also in heaven, and the place of those who love them is also in heaven.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In this show, we are trying to talk about some of the virtues of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. Now, let's talk about the valor of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. The reporters and reliable authorities specify that when Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam intended to go to Iraq, Ubaydullah ibn Ziyad dispatched troops one after the other towards him and also gathered the police force to kill him. He prepared an army of 30,000 soldiers, foot and horsemen, to follow him in groups one after the other, and to surround him fully equipped from all sides. They gave him the following notice: either submit to the orders of the son of Ziyad and swear the oath of allegiance to Yazid, or be ready for combat, which would split open the liver and cut the life vein, dispatch the souls above, and would throw the bodies headlong onto the ground. But the Imam, following the footsteps of his respected grandfather, his father, refused to surrender to indignity. He set an example of self-respect and honor for the people and accepted noble death below the sword. Then he himself, along with his brother and family members, arose to defend Islam and accepted death instead of submitting to the tyranny of Yazid. The wicked and vile army desired them, and the immoral infidels started shooting arrows at him. But Imam Hussein alayhi salam stood firm like a mountain, and nothing could weaken his determination. His feet were more resolute upon the earth of martyrdom than a mountain, while his heart was not disturbed because of the fear of battle or death.
On the month of Muharram and the martyrdom anniversary of Imam Hussein alayhi salam and his family and companions, be with today's special. Every day from IRIB English Radio. People rise up and mourn, it is Ashura. See the struggle of Hussein in the Kabbalah. In this part, Imam al-Hussein, the Universalist. Imam al-Hussein shines on us like beams of light emanating from the sun. His message is heard loud and clear. The similitude of inevitability of man's death is that of necklace worn by a young woman. I therefore yearn to have reunion with my predecessors in the same way Jacob was yearning to be reunited with his son Joseph. And this glaring statement, the bastard and the son of the bastard, has left us but two choices, either resorting or the sword or capitulating. Humiliation is not our cup of tea. Allah shall never let this happen to us.
so shall his messenger, the believers, chaste and pure lips and proud souls. For the sake of these ideals, we would rather die in honor and not give in to the ignoble. There is a reference in this sermon to Ibn Ziyad, who had offered the Imam one of two choices, either the sword or ignominious surrender.
As-salamu alayka ya sayyidah shuhadah. As-salamu alayka ya aba abdillah.
This is today's special from IRIB English Radio. Honor and dignity of Imam al-Hussein and his companions we'll look at. Imam Hussein's speeches, especially from Medina to Karbala, displayed his firm desire for honor and dignity. Many people think that the highest and the most important right is life. However, although the right of life is very important, dignity surpasses it. A person's dignity is more important than his life. If I'm kept alive while being treated like an animal by having food thrown along with constantly being humiliated, what is the value of such life? Therefore, justice is to give people what they deserve, and even more is to treat them with honor and dignity. This essential value was planned by Allah to eventually be achieved at a universal scale. Living with justice in this world is inevitable. The kingdom of Allah must be established on this earth before witnessing and experiencing it in the hereafter.
The city of Karbala, the land of Karbala, is the most blessed land that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ever created. Narrations tell us that Karbala comes from paradise, and on the day of judgment it shall return to paradise. You know, one hadith says on the day of judgment, when the earth shall shake, when the earth rattles, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will elevate the land of Karbala. It will illuminate, it will shine to everyone on the day of judgment. And Karbala will speak, Karbala will say that I am the blessed land. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed me because I contained the body of Abi Abdullah al-Husayn salawatullahi alayhi. Allahumma salli ala. Another narration tells us that paradise has many levels. When Karbala goes back to paradise and becomes a part of paradise, only the very special believers in God are allowed to live in that land of Karbala in paradise. Allahu Akbar. What an amazing imam is Abi Abdullah al-Husayn. The most upscale part of paradise is the land of Karbala. You know, in your city you have upscale areas, right? That people who are prominent, people who are rich, they want to live in these areas. On the day of judgment in paradise, the most upscale area is the land of Karbala. Everything that has to do with Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it truly special, truly amazing. If you want to know about the greatness of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, see how the entire universe interacted with his martyrdom. The entire universe cries for Imam al-Husayn. When you cry on Imam al-Husayn, you need to realize that this is not some isolated event that you, as a human being, you're simply crying. When you cry on Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, you are participating in a universal event. In an event that the entire universe participates in.
With this nice sentence, we say goodbye and fi amanillah to all of you. Inshallah, we continue this nice topic on the next episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Inshallah. Till then, wassalamu alaikum.
اجعل محياي محيا محيا محمد. محمد ومماتي 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 ممات محمد وآل محمد.